Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Good day.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how every $1 million of acquisition cost costs you $5,000 in monthly payment. Before we get into this, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Alan B. asks, how is everyone managing their terms deals? Are you using platforms such as LoanGeek or Simple Money, or are you manually keeping track of payments and sending monthly invoices? I have 5 properties I'm currently marketing as cash-only deals.
Good for you, Alan.
Right.
Awesome, man.
But I've had a few buyers who want to do terms. So I figure since the whole idea of this business is a cash flow from land, I'd better get a handle on how I'm going to manage the terms deals. My mindset is the more automated I can make the payments and statements, the better.
Yeah,
what does the land investors' collective mind have to say about this?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, Jill, you have historically managed our cash flow, you know, our terms sales. So, I mean, what do you use? And, you know, I'm pretty confident that we don't use the most sophisticated methodology out there, which is why I think I would love to just hear your unedited, undiscussed answer, the truth of it, and then I'll put my 2 cents in as to how I think it should go.
My team has it automated how you have directed them. Is that fair to say?
A lot of years ago, I spent almost $250,000 on a relational database that handles the management of this thing, and it's by no means the best way in any way. Stuff gets imported through a spreadsheet and a CSV file, pretty much like it's 1998. So while there's a lot of good, it works for us, let me put it that way. There are other cooler, easier, simpler ways to, like LoanGeek. I hear nothing but good things about LoanGeek and Simple Money. So, but in the end, if I were just starting out and I only have 5 properties, I would put it in a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, Jill and I have created a tremendous number of helpful, I think, and some of them are imperative tools to make real estate investing easier. And in the 21st century, here's a short list of them. ParcelFact, FACT.com. So you can look up a property and get the GPS boundaries. You know, that's life-changing. That was life-changing even for us.
Right.
Where you're on the phone, you can type in an APN.
And have it right there.
And have it staring at you, and you can make a decision about whether or not to buy or sell a property.
Right.
Offers to owners, the number 2.com, life-changing when it comes to getting offer campaigns in the mail. There's nothing cheaper, and there's nothing more geared toward exactly what we do anywhere on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a ton of free help to get that first mailer, because it's a bottleneck. But and there's a bunch of other ones, and I'm not going to bore you. I'll tell you what's not on our list, and probably never will be, a way to manage payments.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons I think our competitor, LandGeek, it's so simple. I mean, I don't see why you would have to develop a tool to do that, especially for 5 or 10 or even 25 properties when you can just put it right in a spreadsheet. It's so simple.
And you can automate it with things like FreshBook and things like that.
Right.
So a lot of it is, it's really what your budget is and how many properties you're managing. So like right now, Alan, it sounds like you're getting started. So don't worry about setting up a huge expensive system. I wouldn't want you to set up a huge expensive system right now because the time's not right. But
right,
when it's too much to handle, all right, now we got to look at something else.
Exactly.
And do this a different way.
That's right.
And then it's too much to handle because there's just too much money. Then by that point, you won't even really care, Alan. So that's what happens too. You're like, I don't really care. Who's taking care of it? You? All right, go.
Right.
So there you go.
Good answer.
Thank you.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, every $1 million of acquisition price costs $5,000 in monthly payment. This is the meat of this depressing show.
What? The heck? What are you talking about?
Oh, but I want that house. Gosh. It's $1.2 million. Okay, $7,000 a month in payment.
That's so
funny. But I want that office building. It cash flows so much. Does it really cash flow? It costs $10 million. It costs $50,000 a month, and it's only half full. It's generating $20,000 in rental revenue, but it costs $50,000 to service the debt. This is the harsh reality of real estate investing the wrong way. Go ahead.
You so touched on the two notes that I made about this show.
Go ahead.
Exactly. Note number one, when I read this topic, okay, every
by the
million
way,
dollars.
Before, by the way, yes. What happens before these shows now these days, not so much in the beginning, is one of us writes a title. And then the other, then we go off in our separate corners and we kind of mentally think about what I want to talk. And she talks about what she wants to talk about. And then we see how off we are.
And the bell rings and we meet in the middle and it's a boxing match. Just kidding.
How off we are. So it sounds like we're not that far off on this.
No.
So go ahead, Joe.
You usually go the data. You're always analytical about, I thought, you know what I really thought, Jack? I was ready for you to come in and go, let's do the math together. So shall we? Let's go to this site and here's how we calculate it.
Oh, no.
I thought that's where you're going. I didn't think you were going big picture on this. So I came along with my big picture, Jill inspirationalized, whatever. So my every million dollars cost you $5,000 in monthly payments. Okay, that's a fact. We can all do a loan calculator and figure that out. So here are my two notes. Number one, what is important to you? Is good. That home, that yacht, that location, that zip code, let's think about this, everyone, that school district, that neighborhood, is all of that, I mean, what's important to you? Number one. So you have to really think about that. Number two, are you giving up anything? I mean, that's almost even bigger for me. It's like, okay, let's talk about this. Okay, I want to live in that $4 million house. Okay, well, that's $20,000 a month in mortgage payments. All right, traditionally. So what could I do with $20,000 a month? Well, in 5 months, I could pay for my kids' college education, number one.
I love where you're going with this, Jill.
Thank
this is
you.
Actually part of what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, so good.
And then we're going to talk about it at Donald Trump's level. Or I don't mean Donald Trump. I mean like Sam Zell.
Okay.
I do mean Donald Trump.
I don't
care about his politics, but I mean as a commercial investor.
Yeah, he's still a good real estate investor, his whole business. So, yeah. So, I mean, are you giving anything up? I mean, I know the next show that we're going to do, I'm going to tell you about it right now. It's House Poor Defined. So I'm touching a little bit on House Poor. Do you really want to be, you know, you can't go anywhere. You're stuck with that car. We can't afford this. We can't afford that. But look where we live. You know, you have to think about that stuff. What's important to you and what might you be giving up?
Exactly.
Thank you.
So, I did, you know, the reason I wanted to do this show is this topic is to really get familiar with how much it costs to finance real estate. So in a shocking three zeros at the end of every number kind of way, I put it right in the title. For every $1 million of acquisition cost, it costs $5,000 a month in monthly payment. So if you buy an office building for $1 million, but you got $25,000 worth of month rent coming in every month, God bless you. And then, you know, you've got the cost coverage there is really simple. It's easy math, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get into really large buildings and complex finance and hospitals and all that stuff, which is what I was involved in quite some time ago, it starts to make you nuts. The margins get thinner. Oh, I have to do this deal because we're publicly traded. My point is this. We don't have to deal with any of that. None of it. Jill and I next month are going to release a .com called Land Crowdfund. So if you got a property that you know you've done everything right and you know it's worth half or 80% or 20% of whatever what you can actually sell it for next week, but you don't have the cash to buy it, this site will solve that problem. It will match you with a pre-qualified buyer, kind of like Shark Tank. Pre-qualified buyer that's happy with the piece of property and they do want to give you the money to get the deal done. So why the hell, if that's the way, because the internet's made this possible up till very recently, and let's say 5 to 8 years, you couldn't do anything like that. It was just a pipe dream. You'd have to know, have a personal relationship with somebody like your uncle that would want to invest in it. So it's getting easier and easier and easier to buy real estate of all prices using money on the internet with like-minded investors and partners. Mm-hmm. It's a really good thing. That same office building that we just referred to, that's got, you know, imagine it if it had no debt. You ever see these people, like, when there's an economic downturn, and they just seem unaffected? You know why? Because they didn't over-leverage themselves. They just stay the course.
Jack, can you please explain to me and to us how and why this is so much different than just going to a bank and taking out a loan?
What we do?
Well, the land crowd fund.
Oh, sure. So what happens is, you find a piece of property. I'm using a real example right now. Somebody just brought me a deal. We're in the beta version. You can't go to the site right now. It's working, but it's got a curtain over it. Somebody just brought me a property on the site. It's 13 acres in Malibu for $89,000. So I stopped what I was doing and I looked it up.
Hello.
The property's worth, we're still going through it, but I want to make, before I get real excited about it, I'm going to make sure it works. So what will end up happening is if it passes all my tests as an investor, are we going to go to a bank with a deal like this? Or are we going to go through some costly cuckoo process of getting hard money lender and fill out a bunch of forms? And they can look under my wife's mattress to make sure that she's not a liar. And if I sound disgusted, it's because I am.
Right.
So what'll end up happening with this Malibu property is, if it passes all my tests, you better damn believe I'm going to write an $89,000 check to buy it. And we're going to go down the path with the guy that brought it to us, because that's the kind of people we are, and we're going to sell it. We're either going to help him sell it, or he's going to sell it himself for a lot more than that. Let's just say 200 grand. It's probably worth a million. It's probably worth 10 million. We don't know yet. But let's say it's worth $1 million. So we're going to probably try to sell it for $250,000 or $300,000. Triple our money real quick. And we'll split the margin. So if we buy it for $90,000 and we sell it for $200,000, I'm going to front the money. He's going to collect the $200,000, $250,000 or whatever it ends up being. Let's say we split the remainder. So we both make $70,000 or $80,000 on the thing after it's sold. The person that we sell it to is going to make way more than that. And now, remember the title of the show? Every $1 million of acquisition costs $5,000 a month in payment. It costs nothing. There's no debt on the property. All we did was we match a like-minded investor with a person who knows how to manipulate data and get it in the mail. It levels the playing field for new real estate investors in every way. That's why I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
I've been on the other side of this, you know. I have given back a full-blown office building to a lender because of this malarkey.
Right.
You know, and said, here's the keys, thanks.
Exactly.
And keep my equity, by the way. Apparently, there's none left anyway.
You lost your number one tenant. That was me.
So, you know, just the old school way of going to borrow money and then figuring out debt coverage, and I'm not even going to bore you with it. Is over. Thank God. The internet is the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I love every part of it.
You know, and my last thing I want to cover is, I mean, the whole point of for me is trying to teach people the right way to deal with money in these situations. I think there's still a large community out there that thinks that the next step is, you know, you graduate college, now you get married, now you have a mortgage, now you have a baby. Hold on a moment. Let's stop for just a second. The mortgage part. You know?
I love where this is going, Jill.
Thank you.
This is a total experienced female perspective. I love this, Jill.
Thank you. We don't have to put the mortgage part in there because you might be sinking your own ship before you even got started. Let's just... The best way to do this nowadays is save up the cash and pay cash. I don't care if it takes you 5 years. I don't care if it takes you 10 years. If you took 10 years and rented and saved up a couple $100,000 to plop down cash. Think about this, everyone. Say you started when you're 25 and now you're 35 and you rented a modest home with your small kids and your wife, and you spent 10 years saving up a nice chunk of cash, and now you can plop it down. Now you're 35 and you just bought a house outright and you have no mortgage. Can you imagine how your life, how great life would be at this point? I mean,
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you. You could say, I'm 35. I saved up. I have no debt. Baby, now what do you want to do? Now our kids are 8 years old, by the way, because you started at 25. You started having kids. You know, they're not even, even in middle. They're not even elementary school. And sure, you know what? It was kind of hard. You may have had, you had a budget. You know what? It doesn't have to be hard. You just had a budget and you lived within your means because you knew you were saving up to have a house outright. I mean, that's the way to do it, everyone.
So let's say at the same time, Jill, let's take that a step further. During those 10 years, you learn how to send out offers to buy property.
Right.
And you, and the $200,000 house that you're going to buy, pay cash for, is actually worth $400,000.
Right.
Let's say that's as if that's not enough. Let's say you have an extra $5,000 right now. And you're 25, and you spend it on a piece of property, a rural 40-acre property, $4,000 or $5,000, and you sell it for 10, and then 20, and then 40, and then 80. So you can get to that $200,000 number pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get there, you're going to know exactly how to buy a house for half.
Exactly.
So this
So you're saying you did both.
Yeah.
So both. My dream example is a 25-year-old kid is quietly saving. Maybe he saved up $100,000 just on a budget. And you're saying, and the, at the same time of that, he took $5,000 and turned it into $300,000.
Now we're looking at
$400,000. You know, or even more by then. Yeah, 10 years of being smart, you can make a whole lot of money.
So it's, why don't you think people do this?
I think that they don't understand it.
Forget about our business.
Okay.
Why don't you think, let's go back to your original example. Save a bunch of money up for 10 years and pay cash for a house. Why wouldn't somebody do that?
Do you know why I didn't do it back in the day when was that age?
Why?
Because I didn't know. I thought that was a way to do it. It was society.
Society.
Yeah, that's supposed to do that.
That's one reason.
You're not a grown-up if you don't have a mortgage. Seriously.
Let's go.
Could you imagine? You're not a model citizen or whatever. I don't know what the right term is, but come on, you can't raise a family in an apartment. Sure you can. What do you think everybody does in New York, by the way? It's kind of like an apartment.
You know what? This is totally, we're going over on the time.
Yeah.
And this is totally going to the next episode.
It is.
So we're going to end the episode now. This one.
Okay.
And we're going to pick this right up.
Okay, cool.
On the next one.
What is our next episode?
Our next episode is called House Poor Defined.
Ooh, I can't wait to talk about that. And we're going to answer Marianne's question about mineral rights.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I think this is a good idea, Jill.
I know. I'm like, I want to talk about the next show. I can't wait for the next show. I kind of just went right into it. So good topics, Jack, that you picked and set this up here. And this is such important stuff for everyone. And it's never too late, by the way. My 25-year-old, a 35-year-old, think about 35 to 45-year-old.
Yep.
I love it. Hey, and do you like our show? Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.